Down in a valley where nymphs are a-playing, and the young shepherds are tending their sheep, carefully keeping their flocks without straying, after a dream in a slumbering sleep, I spied two lovers just at their first meeting, who seemed fearful lest they should be seen, kindly embracing and lovely greeting as hand in hand they passed over the green. A proper young stripling, the youth, he was truly clad in rich clothing, most seemly to see, though he was troubled with passions unruly, ruddy complexioned and comely was he, of a fine carriage and loving behavior, scarce such another there was to be found, one that in love was not subject to waver, though the blind archer had given him a wound. The maid, she was bonny, of beauty most bright, and like to Diana was clothed in green. He needs must be frozen that could not delight in such a girl's company, for to be seen with amorous glances she looked on her lover, yet she did modestly blush the same time, which made him more willing his mind to discover, fearing his silence was counted a crime. Now, my own dearest, since 'tis our good fortune herefore to meet at this time in this place, let me no longer thy favor importune, but let us freely and kindly embrace. Cupid will smile, and Dame Venus look cheerful, for to behold us in love to agree. Therefore, my honey, thou needst not be fearful, but on this hillock come, sit down by me. Oh, quoth the maiden, and blushed at the motion, there may be danger in coming too nigh. Love, though 'tis sweet, may be termed a potion, bitter in the end, though it's fair to the eye. Therefore, excuse me, I fear to be taken, lest at the last I be left in the lurch, for many a girl hath been basely forsaken, being just ready to go to the church. Be not so fearful, my dear, but sit by me, for why unto thee I vow and protest, I cannot live if thou seem to deny me, since of all others I fancy thee best. Make no delay, for in love it is odious. At thy command I will ever remain, seeing the time and the place are commodious. Who from such pleasant delight can refrain? Thy pretty body, so neat and so slender, hath captivated my heart and my eye. That love for love you are bound for to render, take pity on me, or else I shall die. Do not delight to be cruel and forward, for by this kiss I will ever be thine. He that fair lady wins must be no coward. Make no demur, but agree to be mine. Oh, quoth the virgin, how I am divided, been o'ercome by your person and charms. Honor must yield when by love it is guided. Now could I freely fly into thy arms, for to be real, my love and affection hath made me only at thy own command. Cupid hath brought my heart into subjection. I can no longer your batteries withstand. Then quoth her lover, since we are concluded, let us resolve to make use of our time. We will no longer by fears be deluded, but take delight whilst our love is in prime. For when old age doth come feeble and crazy, then to our pleasures we must bid adieu. Therefore in youth let us never be lazy, for the time past we can never renew. Into a pleasant grove then they retired, where none could see them their loves to molest. She being free to do what he desired, under a myrtle they sat down to rest, where they did pass away time at their pleasure, yielding each other true joy and content. And afterwards they walk home at their leisure, having no cause of their time to repent.